Most provinces have endorsed his candidature in 2023. Even the few that are remaining are definitely going to endorse him, because he has proved to us that he is a listening president. He's a president who understands, listens to the challenges, the issues that are raised by the people. We also want to give him some time to, settle down in leadership. We have a lot of impediments in our administration of the country. These are from the opposition. There's been some court challenges. There's been some disputes over the legitimacy. There have been all sorts of things. But we want to give him more time to run this country, as he has proven to us, as the party, as well as the leader of the governing party, that he wants things to be done for the betterment of the people.
Why is it important for you to endorse him at this moment?
No, we are talking about resolutions which need implementation, and we have to know who is going to implement them. And we have to tell the country who is going to implement them. You can't decide, you can't be futuristic if you don't know who the leader will be there at the time those things have to be implemented. So we just want to advise the nation that all the resolutions for implementation will have to be done by the president who listens to the people. I mean, the president we have now is a listening president. He is a down-to-earth president. He is non-regional, non-tribal. There's time for the people's needs. So we want to advise our people that in all what we are doing, in all that we intend doing, or in all that we expect to be done, it will be him that will be superintending over those issues.
But there's some people, Mr. Mpofu, who are saying that the president should actually focus on, the economy that is declining very fast, and the same should be done by ZANU-PF. What's your reaction to that?
Concentrating on something. The issue of the economy is an issue that we need to address, and it can only be addressed under his leadership, because he is the one that has come up with some policies that seek to address the plight of the people. So we cannot actually anticipate someone whom we don't know, when in fact there is one who has come up with a clear program of addressing the issues. And this is Comrade Edim Nangako.
We see that there are reports indicating that some people have also endorsed some vice presidential aspirants. And the names that are coming up, one of them is Mrs. Opa Muchinguri Kashiri, and then Mr. Chinga Dube, who is a retired army general.
No, that is wishful thinking. In politics, you have all those wishes from people who don't know what is happening. I mean, the politics doesn't work that way. You cannot just come up with names and think they will be implemented. No. We, as ZANU-PF, have one leader as the president, that is President Edim Nangagwa. Others have got their portfolios which they should be concentrating themselves on. And I doubt if they are such serious, if those are serious resolutions from serious people. And those can only be outside ZANU-PF.
Then my last question is, we saw that there were these endorsements when former President Robert Mugabe was in power. And it seems as if we are still doing the same thing. So what's the difference between what was being done by the late former president and the current president, Emmerson Mnangagwa?
But we are talking about leadership here, my brother. you have to follow the same process for decisions regarding the future and the future and the leadership of the party. So we have a leader who has been elected just less than 2 years ago, and he has got a program to fulfill his mandate within the stipulated period, and it can only be him who has the mandate to deal with those issues. But should there be, at the next election, should people think he needs more time to fulfill or complete those mandates, that will be done by the people. You don't have individuals deciding on the fate of a president, like in the case we have. It is the people that actually want to give him more mandate to deal with those issues.